Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Too Much: A Guide to Breaking the Cycle of High-Functioning Codependency by Terry Cole is a self-help and relationship book focused on a pattern she identifies as high-functioning. Rather than using the familiar image of a visibly enmeshed or dependent person, the book examines a more socially rewarded form of over-functioning, in which responsible people take on too much emotional labor, decision-making, and caretaking for others. Cole writes for readers who are often seen as reliable, competent, and helpful, but who privately feel resentful, exhausted, or unable to stop managing everyone else. The book combines psychological insight with practical exercises, self-assessments, and boundary-oriented guidance. Its purpose is not simply to label overgiving behavior, but to help readers recognize the patterns underneath it, understand how those patterns are reinforced in relationships, and move toward healthier self-consideration and more balanced connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, high-functioning codependency reframes overhelping as a relational pattern, not just kindness. The book's central contribution is its redefinition of codependency for people who do not fit the classic stereotype. Cole argues that some individuals appear highly functional, organized, and generous, yet still operate from a codependent structure because they overmanage other people's problems and emotions. This matters because the behavior is often praised rather than challenged. A person who plans, fixes, anticipates, and smooths everything over may be rewarded at work, in family life, and among friends, which makes the pattern harder to see. Cole's framework helps readers distinguish between genuine care and chronic overfunctioning. The point is not to shame responsibility or empathy, but to show how those strengths can become compulsive when they are used to maintain control, avoid discomfort, or secure approval. By naming this pattern as high-functioning codependency, the book gives readers a way to interpret exhaustion, resentment, and boundary confusion as symptoms of an underlying relational style rather than isolated stress. Secondly, the downloaded Love Blueprint explains how people learn to earn belonging through overfunctioning. A key idea in the book is that codependent behavior is not random. It is learned through a lived blueprint of what love, safety, and acceptance seem to require. Cole presents the downloaded Love Blueprint as the internal script formed by early relational experiences and reinforced over time. Readers may discover that they became the helpful one, the peacemaker, the responsible one, or the person who handles emotional crises because that role once helped them preserve connection. This framework is useful because it shifts the question from, "Why am I like this?" to "What did I learn about being loved?" That change in perspective reduces self-blame and makes behavioral patterns more understandable. It also shows why overgiving can feel morally necessary even when it causes harm. If someone learned that being needed was the route to belonging, then saying no may feel dangerous, selfish, or even identity threatening. The blueprint concept helps explain why insight alone is not enough. These habits are rooted in emotional conditioning that has to be unlearned through repeated practice and new relational choices. Thirdly, boundaries are treated as a practical antidote to resentment, burnout, and emotional overinvolvement. The book places strong emphasis on boundaries, not as a rigid technique, but as a necessary correction to chronic self-abandonment. Cole shows that high-functioning codependents often confuse responsibility with self-erasure. They answer quickly, anticipate needs, solve crises, and absorb emotional fallout that is not actually theirs to carry. The result is predictable resentment and depletion. By teaching readers how to say no, pause before rescuing, and separate concern from obligation, the book makes boundaries concrete rather than abstract. This is especially important because many people with HFC do not believe they have a boundary problem. They believe they are simply being helpful. Cole challenges that assumption by showing how over-accommodation can become a form of control that distorts relationships on both sides. Clear boundaries reduce the hidden contract that others will be managed and rescued. They also create room for mutuality, where support can be offered without martyrdom. In this sense, boundaries are not presented as isolation or defensiveness, but as a way to preserve honesty, energy, and more accurate expectations in relationships. Fourthly, the book links overfunctioning with the pull of narcissistic or emotionally exploitative relationships. Another important theme is the relational pairing that can develop between high-functioning codependents and narcissistic or boundary-violating people. Cole explains that overfunctioners often feel compelled to manage, soothe, or stabilize others who are more entitled, self-focused, or demanding. This dynamic is not framed as a simple victim story. Instead, the book suggests a reciprocal pattern in which one person overgives while the other receives, exploits, or avoids responsibility. That insight is valuable because it broadens the discussion beyond individual willpower. If someone repeatedly finds themselves in draining relationships, the issue may not be bad luck alone, but a familiar attachment pattern. The book also notes that this dynamic can appear in friendships, family systems, and couples, not only romantic relationships. By naming how attraction and reinforcement work in these pairings, Cole helps readers see why good intentions are not enough to create healthy connection. The real task is to stop confusing intensity, usefulness, or being needed with intimacy. That distinction is central to the book's broader argument about emotional health. Lastly, recovery depends on emotional self-consideration, self-care, and tolerating discomfort without rescuing. The book does more than diagnose a pattern. It outlines a recovery process centered on returning attention to the self. Cole repeatedly emphasizes that readers must learn to consider their own thoughts, needs, and feelings as legitimate rather than secondary. This is a significant shift for people who have built identity around caretaking. Real self-care in the book is not treated as occasional pampering, but as a disciplined practice of self-awareness, regulation, and restraint. It includes resisting the urge to give automatic advice, tolerate other people's discomfort, and allow situations to unfold without intervention. That emotional tolerance is crucial because many high-functioning codependents act to relieve anxiety, not because help is actually needed. The book's practical orientation matters here. It offers exercises and self-assessments so readers can recognize their triggers and interrupt old reflexes. The deeper goal is not just better behavior in the short term, but a new internal stance in which a person can remain compassionate without becoming consumed by other people's emotional management. In conclusion, Too Much will be most useful for readers who recognize themselves as dependable, over-involved, or chronically responsible for other people's feelings and outcomes. It is especially relevant for those who have been praised for being capable while privately feeling drained, resentful, or stuck in repetitive relationship patterns. Terry Cole's book stands out in the self-help and relationship category because it does not treat codependency as a broad, vague label. Instead, it focuses on high-functioning codependency, a more specific pattern that is easy to miss precisely because it often looks like competence, generosity, and maturity. That focus gives the book practical value for readers who have not connected their stress to boundaries or overfunctioning. It also offers a more nuanced framework than books that reduce relational problems to simple people-pleasing. Readers can expect clearer language for identifying their habits, a better understanding of why those habits persist, and concrete steps for changing them. In that way, the book is both diagnostic and corrective. It helps readers see the pattern and gives them a workable path toward healthier, more balanced relationships. If you would like to support MSW LCSW Terry Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.